This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
This is our segment where we help out people that went out with someone, felt like it was a good time, maybe some potential for a second date, only to not hear from them again.
Ooh.
We help them out by getting some answers, maybe some closure, or just figuring out what went wrong. And that's what we're going to do right now for Claire. Hey, Claire.
Hey.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
So tell us about Eric and how you guys met and what happened on the date and all of that.
So we met online and we had a really nice date. It was very romantic. I hadn't been out to dinner with a guy in a while, and I really enjoyed myself, you know, and I, when you're kind of lonely, you might lower your standards, but like, I really actually enjoyed myself. It was really nice to feel like a lady having someone treat me like that.
That was,
you know?
Nice. Audrey, yeah. Haven't gone through so many men and just not finding one that matches.
So many men.
Do you? Oh, okay. Based upon what I hear from you, weekly, you at least go out with one guy.
I haven't been going out much at all, actually, this year.
All right, well,
I'm trying to chill.
To what Claire said, have you ever lowered your standards to try to match with somebody?
Yeah, but they weren't lowered that much. The guy was still cute.
That's the most important thing. He's got to be cute. Forget it. All right.
Seriously.
All right, continue on.
Yeah, I just think when you don't go out with somebody for a while, then you might overlook certain flaws.
Got it. You might
like let people, yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, so we had a really nice time. We had really mature adult conversations, which was also a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like something that could really blossom into something more down the line. I just felt like he really respected me and valued me, and our priorities were in line for sure. And he treated me to the whole meal and told me to get whatever I wanted. So I just felt like really special, you know?
All right.
So that's why it hurts so much that he ghosted me, because I got that feeling, you know, I felt that spark and I just want it back. And I hope I can get some answers. I hope you guys can help me figure out like what the problem is.
Man.
That's the worst. When they treat you all good and they go.
I know. Get whatever you want.
It's time now, Claire, to connect you to, and hopefully we'll be able to get the answers to the questions that you want, okay?
Okay, that's amazing. Thank you, guys.
Stand by. Eric.
Hey.
Hey, brother. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I know this is weird, and it's often uncomfortable for people to come onto the radio to discuss their personal business, so thank you. And if you would, we got Claire on the phone here, and we're just trying to mediate this conversation. We're right in the middle. She said wonderful things about you and really thought that things went great. Did you see it otherwise?
I feel bad about the whole thing, but I also don't.
Okay. How was the date?
It was an all right date. You know, nothing spectacular, but it wasn't terrible either. We didn't really click, though. I didn't feel the conversation was pretty dry. Like, I honestly wasn't expecting fireworks or anything, you know, but it felt like we were just going through the motions. But still, I didn't think it was a total bust.
Okay. What happened that,
right,
that turned things sideways?
So, we finished dinner, right? And she asked for another meal.
What you mean another meal? She just wanted more food?
She'd already eaten. We'd both already eaten. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, all right, okay, maybe she's just really hungry, whatever.
Okay.
You know, I didn't want to judge. I didn't want to be rude. So I would, like, order it for her. And, you know, maybe it's just, like, one last thing to keep the night going, right? I didn't really. It was kind of strange, but not that big of a deal. But then she asked for it to go. And
okay.
Personally, I couldn't believe it. Like, I really couldn't, because, like, we're at a dinner table, and you're asking for a second meal, but you're not even going to sit and enjoy it. You're not even going to sit with me. We just met. It was the first date. Like, she just wanted to take it home. You know, the point of me treating her to a date is to pay for her dinner and the meal we share together, right? Not pay for her lunch the next day.
So
I just kind of sat there dumbfounded, and the whole thing felt... It felt extremely rude to me, and I felt taken it, like, for granted. I mean, look, I was already mentally preparing for, like, that to be the last time I saw her. But in that moment, when she did that, I just sealed the deal for me, dude.
Well, why didn't you, with respect, why didn't you say, hey, you know, I felt that was kind of disrespectful, what you did?
At that point, I didn't even feel like explaining. I wasn't going to reach out to her again. I didn't feel like she deserved that from me. I was kind of ticked off, and at that moment spoke volumes, and I don't think I'm wrong for just walking away from it. You know, it was an easy decision to end it for me.
I can see the shock, I guess.
Absolutely.
Claire, what are your thoughts on what Eric just said?
I mean, I'm sorry, but you told me to order whatever I wanted. Like, that's what I wanted. I just realized I was full. Unfortunately, I was excited to hang out with him. I did want to eat it. And then when it arrived, I was like, oh, you know what? Can I just box this up?
Uh-huh.
And like, maybe if you had bothered to have the conversation with me, I could have explained to you that, you know, we could have just talked it out and it wouldn't be an issue. But I guess it doesn't matter because our conversation was dry. So, whatever.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that now, the way she said it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound like there was a connection, regardless of whether or not you ordered an extra plate. By the way, just FYI, Claire, there is an Italian restaurant up in the Dome. I forgot, what was it? Is it Maggiano's?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Is that it, Maggiano's?
Yeah, in the Domain.
Yeah, Maggiano's has this, what they call a $6 pasta take-home option.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you go, we've done this before, right, Alex?
Oh!
At lunch, you order an entree, and then be like, yeah, I want that pasta option, and then they give you a box to take home so you can have it for dinner or for lunch the next day.
It's so good.
Awesome.
That's perfect, because my eyes are bigger than my stomach.
It's a win-win for everybody, yeah.
All right. On a separate note, though,
yeah.
You were asking after he said all that stuff about how the conversation wasn't that great, and you were just going through the motions, and then you were like, so what was it that made you ghost her? Honestly, I could have seen that being the reason. Like, why do we have to have a reason on top of not having chemistry with someone for being a reason you ghosted someone? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, would you expect a second date with someone, giving it another chance if it had been a mediocre time?
Well, I think what I heard him say was that he was already ready to call it quit. He wasn't going to see her again, mm-hmm. but then that was just kind of the icing on the cake.
But this is a separate conversation, though. Do you feel like if you had a mediocre date, you should give it another chance, or that should be enough to tell you don't want to see him again?
Oh, I thought it was a separate conversation.
I mean, we can have it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always a chance that there could be something there, even if the first date wasn't wonderful. I don't think the first date has to be explosive.
I agree.
She could be nervous or he could be nervous. There are a lot of mitigating factors that I don't think you should just judge it off of one first date.
It depends on how hot you are.
Oh my gosh.
I'm serious. If you're out on a date with someone that's so hot and it's just so bad.
Oh, I've given hot women so many offers.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Have to, because you're like, you got to be sure you ought to let this hot
one
go.
You have to exhaust every single red flag.
Jeez.